Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about dirt, worms, and garbage, and composting is Claudia Lassesse. You were hoping I was going to get around to composting there.
I sure was.
Claudia is the head of the Sitka Waste composting group in Sitka. And Claudia, you guys are having kind of a composting information expo this weekend.
Yes, we are. That's going to be Saturday, June 16th from 1 to 4 over at the SJ campus, right by the Hames Parking Center parking lot.
Okay, so it's going to be there in the parking lot. What are people going to see?
They're going to see a panel of composting experts, that folks that really have been doing a lot of gardening and composting here, Lori Adams, Florence Welsh, Bob Gorman, and Judd Kirkness.
Okay. And are these panelists going to be sitting behind a table answering questions, or are they going to be standing there next to big piles of compost showing you how it works?
I think they'll be standing. I'm not sure if they'll be exactly right next to piles of compost, but they'll be standing. We should all be dressed for the weather. So, everyone who comes out, we never know what's going to happen in Sitka. So definitely bring your galoshes.
Okay. And I guess there's sort of lots of different ways people can compost in Sitka, and that's sort of what the panelists are going to be talking about.
Exactly. The hope is to share information about their specific techniques and to educate the community about what to do with food and lawn and garden waste other than sending it to Washington.
Yeah, that's a big point here. We should mention where it goes when you put it in the trash can. It takes a long trip, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and at great cost if you think about the amount of fuel that is expended shipping our heavy putrescibles south. So if you want to think about that and think, well, wow, I could put this in a separate container and actually turn this trash into a treasure, then you really have to change your way of thinking and your way of doing things a little bit, but you save the community the expense of shipping it off island, and you divert that expense over into a savings.
Yeah, some people listening who maybe are new to Sitka or haven't been dialed into sort of the community dialogue like over the past 10 years about municipal waste might be doing kind of a double take. They might be going, we do what? We ship our waste south? It's true. We have a waste transfer station, and everything that you put in a garbage can here that's collected by the blue trucks gets loaded into an even bigger truck and barge south, and then it goes someplace out in Washington, right?
Yes, it does. I know where
Eastern Washington.
Eastern Washington, yes.
And we pay by the pound.
We pay by the ton.
By the ton.
Yes.
And so everything that we keep out of those trucks saves the community money.
Exactly. And last year, we diverted approximately $100,000 just by our recycling program. And so really, if people want to think about the weight of food, I think it's important to know that your yard waste is 12.8% of the waste stream, according to EPA figures nationwide. And food waste is 12.5% of the waste stream, according to EPA figures nationwide. So if you look at that, you're looking at 25% of the waste stream is food, yard, and garden waste, which we actually could keep on island and really save the shipping money and turn this into dirt, which Sitka really has a low amount of dirt. You know, when you dig into the ground, you hit ash and rock pretty quickly. And so if you add that resource into your yard, into the gardens, you really do offer something really wonderful for Sitka.
Yeah, thin topsoil is kind of the name of the game here. And now that we're talking about dirt, I mean, I was teasing you a little bit, Claudia, at the beginning about, you know, compost is, it has sort of unattractive kinds of, I don't know, connotations for people, that it's icky somehow. You would like to dispel myths about composting.
Absolutely. I think one of the myths that we have is that, you know, weeds, dandelions will propagate in the compost. So you don't want to throw them in there. You want to put them in your trash can so you don't get more dandelions. And also the myth that composting will attract bears. So, and also the myth that there's an odor associated with composting. So that's one of the things that folks will learn about at the Compost Expo on Saturday the 16th.
Right. That composting actually, and we've spoken about this over the phone, composting, it's amazing what you end up with.
Well, and I understand, Rob, that you have compost so rich in loamy, you want to roll in it. So you want to talk about that just for a moment?
I have mentioned this, I think, to people before. I don't do anything particularly, over the top environmentally. I mean, I ride my bike and stuff, but, you know, it's 6 minutes to get here to work and everything. And I'm not anything close to a gardener. But when we started talking about how we could save money by composting, by not shipping our garbage south, I started to get into composting a little bit. My kids were little, and it just seemed like, you know, here's a chance to kind of make a lesson about economics and home economy and sort of environmental responsibility. So not having any kind of gardening experience, I sort of developed a system around worm composting, which was kind of fun for the kids at the time. I ordered some worms out of a fishing magazine I got in the library. This was like 15 years ago, maybe. And just over the years, I've kind of cultured worms and developed a composting system that is not anything particularly fancy. It happens mainly in metal garbage cans that are impervious to vermin of all kinds, and when you finally, pour the can out and sort of, I wrap it up in a burrito. That's another thing that I like to do. I sort of pre-digest my compost in these metal cans. I very seldom, I don't stir them or anything like that, and I sort of let them. It's a time process. It's mainly waiting, just having enough metal cans. We have two at our house for a family of four, just letting them fill up and then putting them in with the worms and the burrito. And it's amazing. You go from banana peels and, lettuce crowns and old carrot, the ends of carrots that you don't eat. And, everything that's non-meat or non-fish, it's just strictly vegetables going into this thing. The one non-vegetable thing we put in there is eggshells. And you end up with, at the end of the process, just this amazing dirt. It smells, it's weird, it smells clean. It smells like, I don't know, fresh linens or something. You do want to lie down in it. And you pick all the worms out, so you keep your worm burrito going, and you kind of have your finished pile of compost there, and you go, anytime you plant anything in your garden, you throw in handfuls of this stuff. And what little gardening we do is just totally out of control. Our plants just grow like gangbusters. So do the weeds. We don't do a lot of weeding. We're kind of democratic that way. Anything that gets into our garden has a pretty good chance. But we kind of kept this sort of worm culture operation going at our house for a long time. It seems to have we've sort of adapted it naturally to Southeast Alaska over the years. And I compost like crazy for a guy who's not particularly, no green thumb or anything.
Excellent. And so we're unfortunately not going to have Rob at the expo because he's got a family vacation planned out camping. But we will have demonstrations on culvert composting, pellet box with wood chips and grass. We'll have a wood chips and fish gurry, even a kitty litter composting and pit composting, and also some of those commercially purchased composters that folks use. So There'll be a number of different demonstrations available to take a gander at while you're at our Compost Expo on Saturday the 16th from 1 to 4. And we also want to make sure that everybody learns about composting in general. We want folks to really appreciate that composting is a good thing to do. It's the right thing to do. It's the responsible thing to do, and raise awareness about how to do that, how to turn your waste into nutritious soil. So those are really important things to know. It makes no sense to ship heavy, non-toxic, reusable waste using and expending fossil fuels to ship these things off the island. We should keep these resources on the island and turn them into something really great.
Right. Claudia, you mentioned fish curry, and Judy Johnstone on Monday was in talking about her high tunnels in the same slot. She also mentioned fish curry. You are the composting group, the Sitka Waste Group, is going to do a fish curry project out at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park this summer?
Yes, we are. We've received a lease for June, July, and August, and the intent or hope is to gather enough wood chips and gurry to do a 50-foot windrow. We have also received support from Search Health Summit. They've given us $500. The other groups, we've received $500 from the Rotary, and also the Sitka Alaska Permanent Trust has given us $500 because we're going to need some resources to push that stuff around and mix it up a little bit. But yeah, we're moving forward on that as well. So
And the idea at the end of this project is to have usable compost?
Yes, usable compost, and to show that you can use the fish waste in a way that doesn't end up stinking terribly, and that, again, creates another great resource for Sitka that is currently being thrown into the channel, or you know, into the ocean right here.
Yeah, I will say this. This in conclusion, for me, your nose is a very good guide about whether your compost is sort of composting properly. If everything's happening right, it really doesn't smell particularly bad, even in the the middle of the the most significant part of the decay. So, Claudia, how can people get involved, short of coming out this Saturday, if people want to just learn more about composting and maybe get involved with the Sitka Waste group, what should they do?
Well, at this point, we don't have a website. We don't have a Facebook. So I'm the contact at 747-5830 or 752-5830. So if you don't reach me, leave a message and I'll get back with you.
Okay. And you guys have semi-regular meetings and people are welcome to come out?
Absolutely. We're meeting usually on a Tuesday evening every other week, or twice a month.
Okay. But probably the easiest way in to this whole world of composting is to come out this Saturday, 1 to 4 p.m. in the Hames Center parking lot.
Yes.
And check and see how people are managing compost and soils. And is anybody with worms going to be there?
We do not have a vermiculture, other than actually Bob Gorman has a lot of information about that. He's kind of a composting master as well, so he'll have some information. We'll have some flyers. We'll have Norm Campbell will be there with some information about other recycling that is important for folks to see. So we hope you all come out.
Yeah, so in the end, it's saving the community money to do this, so it's worth taking a look at this, and go worms. So, Claudia, thanks so much for coming out this morning, and I'm sorry I won't be there Saturday. I hope a lot of people turn out for you.
Thanks for having us.
Claudia Lassesse heads up Sitka's Waste Composting Group, which is also known as Sitka Waste.